皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson season 2 number 21, plenty of pasta.Natsuko-san, what are we talking about today?
Pasta?
Pasta.
Sounds nice.
Yes. Surprisingly, Tokyo has some very nice pasta.
Yes, I love them.
Now, let's just cover a few things before we get into the conversation. Natsuko-san, the politeness level here, what are we using today?
Polite Japanese.
And the conversation today is between probably two coworkers.
Mm-hmm.
And they are getting ready to go out for lunch, and one coworker will invite the other to go out with her. And they'll be talking about going out to lunch together.All right, with that said, here we go.
ああ、もう12時半ですね。田淵さん、一緒に食事しませんか？
それはいいですね。この辺に岡田さんのお気に入りのレストランはありますか？
じゃあ、あの郵便局の隣に美味しいスパゲティ屋さんがありますが、どうですか？
そのスパゲティ屋さんにはどんなメニューがありますか？
ナポリタン、ミートソース、ボンゴレ、何でもありますよ。
それは素晴らしい。ピザはありますか？
ああ、残念ですが、ピザはありません。スパゲッティだけです。ああ、サラダもあります。
そうですか。じゃあ行きましょう。
いらっしゃいませ。
二人ですが、席ありますか？
すみません。今、いっぱいで席がありません。
なんだ、残念。
いらっしゃいませ。
二人ですが、席ありますか？
すみません。今、いっぱいで席がありません。
なんだ、残念。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
もう12時半ですね。田淵さん、一緒に食事しませんか？
それはいいですね。この辺に岡田さんのお気に入りのレストランがありますか？
じゃあ、あの郵便局の隣に、おいしいスパゲティ屋さんがありますが、どうですか？
そのスパゲティ屋さんには、どんなメニューがありますか？
ナポリタン、ミートソース、ボンゴレ。何でもありますよ。
それは素晴らしい。ピザはありますか？
残念ですが、ピザはありません。スパゲティだけです。あ、サラダもあります。
そうですか。じゃあ、行きましょう。いらっしゃいませ。
二人ですが、席ありますか？
すみません。今、いっぱいで席がありません。
なんだ、残念。
次は、英語が入ります。
あ、もう12時半ですね。
Oh, it's already 12:30.
田淵さん。一緒に食事しませんか？
Why don't we eat lunch together?
それはいいですね。
I'd love to.
この辺に岡田さんのお気に入りのレストランはありますか？
Do you have a favorite restaurant around here?
じゃあ、あの郵便局の隣に美味しいスパゲティ屋さんがありますが、どうですか？
Well, there's a delicious spaghetti restaurant next to the post office. Is that okay?
そのスパゲティ屋さんにはどんなメニューがありますか？
What kind of food do they have at the spaghetti restaurant?
ナポリタン、ミートソース、ボンゴレ、何でもありますよ。
ナポリタノ、ボロニエーゼ、ボンゴレ、they have everything.
それは素晴らしい。
Great!
ピザはありますか?
Do they have pizza?
ああ、残念ですが、ピザはありません。
Unfortunately, they don't have pizza.
スパゲッティだけです。
Only spaghetti.
ああ、サラダもあります。
Oh yes, they also have salad.
そうですか。じゃあ行きましょう。
Alright, let's go there.
いらっしゃいませ。
Welcome.
二人ですが、席ありますか?
There are two of us. Do you have any seats available?
すみません。今、いっぱいで席がありません。
I'm sorry. We're full now, so we have no seats available.
なんだ、残念。
Oh, that's too bad.
夏子さん、今日の会話どう思いましたか?
うん、美味しそうなパスタ屋さんですね。
Yeah, it sounds really good. So much Italian food vocabulary today. So
very
much.
Very useful in Tokyo.
You know what? I have to agree with you on that. It's almost shocking how much Italian food there is and how much it's eaten.
Yes. And they're really delicious in Tokyo.
There are some really, really good.
There are some really good restaurants around here in Akasaka.
Yeah, so if you stop by the studio or if you stop by our offices to visit,
yes.
Natsuko-san will be sure to take you out.
I can recommend some restaurants.
So you're going to put them in the comments today? I'm catching you a lot today, Natsuko-san. All right, let's move on to today's vocabulary. Natsuko-san, first word.
一緒に
Together.
一緒に一緒に
Sample sentence, please.
一緒にテニスをしませんか?
Would you like to play tennis together? Next we have
食事
Meal
食事食事
Followed by
お気に入り
Favorite
お気に入りお気に入り
Now let's take a look at this phrase.、
Mm-hmm.
First we have
お
which is the polite prefix,、mm-hmm. followed by
ki,
which is
feeling.
Then we have the particle ni, followed by
iri,
to enter.、
Mm-hmm.
So literally, the feeling enters. That's it. And this equates to something that one likes.、
Mm-hmm.
And this can relate to many different things,、
yeah.
food, teams,People,、
mm-hmm.
right? Like、yeah. some teachers have a class. And Natsuko-san, which student do you like?、
お気に入り
Yes. So it can be used in many situations talking about what one likes.、
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I wanted to ask someone which is their favorite, how can we say that?
お気に入りは何ですか? Or maybe お気に入りはどれですか?
Yeah. Which is your favorite? Or...What is your favorite? And the which comes into play because usually we're talking about a group of things.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, at a food. Which food is your favorite?
Yeah. Yeah. Or which is your favorite team?
Yes. And which is your favorite dish? And which is your favorite student?、
Mm-hmm.
Which is your favorite host? Natsuko-san.
When you're related to person, you have to say, お気に入りは誰ですか?
Really?
Yes. I think that would be more polite.
Who is your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
All right, many, many ways to use this, and it's a great expression. I'm getting carried away with this expression, but just a little bit more. If you give a gift to somebody and they like it,、
mm-hmm.
you can actually use this expression with thank you to show your appreciation for them actually liking it, which is a very Japanese thing to do.
気に入っていただけて嬉しいです。
Thank you for liking it.、
Mm-hmm.
And again, this is very, you know, you're giving someone a gift and then you're actually...thanking them very politely for actually liking it.
So it's the expression that you are actually glad and relieved to find out that they like the present.
Yes. Yeah, and I think、with customers and people with higher social status, this phrase is very useful、
mm-hmm.
when you give something to your boss or somebody higher than you, or if you're in business.、
Yeah.
There's a really polite expression.For a customer that purchases something and then makes a comment about it.、
Mm-hmm.
All right, on and on we go. Next we have.
郵便局
post office.
Yūbinkyoku.
Followed by?
Tonari.
Next to.
Tonari. Tonari.
Then we have?
Spaghetti ya.
Spaghetti restaurant.
Spaghetti ya. Spaghetti ya.
ちょっと聞いたことないですね。 Natsuko-san, have you heard of this?
I think we relate more often pasta ya.
Pasta restaurant?
Yeah.
But I think I know where this one comes from.
What?
The person who wrote this story actually lives in Kunitachi. And in Kunitachi City, there's actually a famous restaurant, and it is Spaghetti Ya.
Is that the name of the restaurant?
It has a name, but then below that, it has this expression. So that's where this comes from.
Oh, really?
But yeah, mainstream, I don't know.
So it's pretty local.
I think very local.
Well, it's used as Japanese, of course.
Exactly. That's what we want to point out. But maybe not the most common expression.
We use both. Spaghetti ya, pasta ya.
Next we have?
残念.
Regret. Regrettable.
残念.
Now, in addition to being used as a word, this can also be used as an expression.
Yes.
Depending on the politeness level and intonation. And you saw at the end of this conversation, the two people who wanted to get a seat at the restaurant, they said,
なんだ、残念.
And here is, that's too bad. So it's actually a phrase in this context.
Right.
Okay, so context will tell you if this is standalone word or a phrase. All right. Finally, we have,
この辺.
Around here.
この辺.
All right, now let's take a look at the conversation. A few points. Now let's start out with the names. What are the two names of the people here, Natsuko-san?
Tabuchi and Okada.
Okada is not very unusual. What about the other name?
Tabuchi.
Tabuchi.
But it is a usual name. Not, you know, not everywhere, but
but it's around. Now, the reason I'm pointing out this name is when you check out the PDF or if you check out the Learning Center, please check out this kanji because the kanji is very interesting. So, yeah, you should really check this out. To tell you the truth, I couldn't read this name.
Maybe, yeah. But this kanji is like, you know, something like a design, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really nice. The water radical on the left. Then on the right, Natsuko-san?
it's really like some a shape like a tile, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to check this kanji out. Check out the PDF. Okay, in the first sentence, we use a grammatical structure used when inviting someone to do something. And here, we're using polite Japanese. Again, two coworkers who probably have an office relationship and keep things very formal. We use the negative polite plus the question marking particle. So, in the first sentence, we have
一緒に食事しませんか?
Literally, together, meal, won't do, question mark. Together, meal, won't do, question mark.
Yeah.
Now, together, meal, won't you? And here the you is, of course, Tabuchi-san, and the question mark. So, literally, won't you have a meal together with me? And we translate this as, would you like to?
Yes.
Because in English, this is the polite way to invite someone. Won't you, would you like to, shall we? Next line, let's take a closer look at okiniiri. Natsuko-san, can you just read off that sentence?
この辺に岡田さんのお気に入りのレストランはありますか?
Okay, first part we have this area.
この辺.
Marked by?
に.
As it deals with location. This is followed by?
岡田さん.
The person Tabuchi-san is talking to. Followed by?
の.
So we have possessive. Mr. Okada's, we have that possessive S there.
Yeah.
Followed by?
お気に入り.
Favorite. Okada's favorite. Followed by?
のレストラン.
So, お気に入り, favorite restaurant. Okada's favorite restaurant. Then this is all marked by?
わ.
And followed by?
ありますか.
So literally, this area, Okada's favorite restaurant, is there? But when we translate, do you have? Because arimasu can also mean to have.
Mm-hmm.
Aru literally means to exist for inanimate things, but it can also mean to have. So we translate this as, do you have a favorite restaurant around here? Okay, let's jump down to the fifth line where we're talking about Italian food. Natsuko-san, help us out here with this katakana, because katakana is used with foreign loan words. And when talking about Italian food, French food, lots of different cuisines, we have a lot of loan words and a lot of katakana.
Mm-hmm.
So Natsuko-san, walk us through this. First, we have
Napolitan.
Napolitan.
I heard that this is Japanese original.
That there's no such dish in Italy.
Yeah, no such dish in Italy. They won't eat such a spaghetti there.
Okay, so tell us about the spaghetti. What's in the spaghetti?
It's ketchup flavored, isn't it?
Ketchup flavored?
Yeah. And it includes ham and pepper.
Uh-huh.
And I think onion too. Or mushroom.
Yeah, with a tomato-based sauce.
Mm-hmm. Ketchup, actually. Not tomato sauce.
Oh, that's cool. Does your explanation do the dish justice? Do you like the dish?
Yeah, I used to love it when I was a kid. And it was really popular in Japan.
Yeah, this is a Japanese, as Natsuko said, original.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth checking out because it is almost a staple of any Italian restaurant
menu.
Well,
not recently.
Yes, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people have caught on that it's not an Italian original.
Yeah, but there are people who love this dish. And you can actually see them more often in coffee shops.
So part of the coffee shop menu.
Yeah, lunch menu. Like, you know, curry and rice. Napolitan. Yeah, it comes together with curry and rice.
Yes, that's the menu it belongs on.
Mm-hmm.
So not on the Italian restaurant menus.
Yeah.
Okay, next we have
meat sauce.
And meat sauce spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
Just break this down because, again, we want to get used to these katakana words. Because once your ear gets accustomed to it, you'll understand thousands upon thousands of words, loan words,
yeah,
usually based on English. Mm-hmm. Of course, they take words from other languages, but the majority are English.
Mm-hmm.
So one more time.
Meat sauce.
And this is tomato sauce with meat.
Yeah.
Then we have?
Bongore.
Natsuko-san, can you take this? I don't know.
That's the sauce with shells.
Ah.
I don't know the name of the shell in English. Asari. It's like a small clam.
Yeah, one of our Italian listeners, Carlos-san, if you're listening, please help us out with this one. Vongole. I butchered that too. All right, we are running way short on time. One more thing we wanted to cover today is when the two enter the restaurant, they're greeted by?
いらっしゃいませ.
And here, Okada-san, before he's asked how many people, which in Japanese would be
何名様ですか?
He gives the amount of people in the party, which is
二人.
He beats them to the punch. He tells them how many people there are in the party, and they go from there.
Mm-hmm.
And this may be the best option if your Japanese isn't so advanced. Just tell them how many people are in your party.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so that's going to do for today. Any questions, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Again, inside the Learning Center, we have lots of things to bring it all together. Finally, inside the PDF. And today's PDF you want to check out because of that kanji, that unique Chinese character in Tabuchi-san's name. All right, Natsuko-san, anything to add?
And if anyone has any information about good Italian restaurants around Akasaka,
please let us know. All right, that's going to do it.
じゃあ、また明日。